This is UNMEL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The UNMEL Radio News Update at 8. I am Babison Harris. Liberia's education authorities have announced plans to begin the certification of teachers in the country. Education Minister Professor Ansu Sonin told a news conference in Monrovia that the move is intended to add what he calls professional value to the teaching field and boost productivity. Minister Sonin also disclosed that the ministry is to shortly embark on the vetting of more than 6,000 teachers across the country. According to him, this is intended to regularize the status of teachers and help ensure equity in the payment of salary. Professor Sonin, however, stressed that only those meeting the qualification of a teacher will have their status regularized.
There are 2,000 of the 6,000 teachers who are volunteers. They are not close to being paid by government. Communities, PTAs, and they raise money to help pay those teachers in the various communities. That has to change. But before it changes, we have to do the vetting to determine if those people are teachers in the first place.
Meanwhile, the Ministry of Education has also announced plans to abolish the so-called Super Friday in Liberian schools. Minister Ansu Sonin stressed that this is necessary because Super Friday undermines quality education. The Foundation for International Dignity says the promotion of social development remains paramount on its 2018 agenda. FINE's Executive Director Roosevelt Wu said they intend to release their report of projects they have implemented and recommendations made to central government regarding social development. Mr. Wu said a lot has been achieved at different levels to maintain the protection of human rights in the country. Mr. Wu praised their partners for the progress made so far, but also called on the WIA-led administration to join the process in promoting and accelerating the social and economic development of the citizens. Dr. Amos Sawyer, at the head of a 55-member ECOWAS election observer mission, has met with Sierra Leone outgoing President Ernest Bai Koroma at a presidential lodge in Freetown. According to a press release, the outgoing president renewed his government's commitment to delivering credible general elections on March 7 for a successful political transition in that country. President Koroma assured that from progress made and preparations on the part of his government, the Electoral Commission, security agencies and political parties should expect a peaceful electoral process and peaceful transfer of political power. Responding, Dr. Sawyer said he is confident that Sierra Leoneans will live up to the expectations of political maturity, patriotism and commitment to sustainable peace and democracy in the country and the region as a whole. 16 candidates, including 2 women, are vying for the presidency, while more than 700 candidates are vying for the parliamentary seats. The news is coming to you from UNMEL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations mission in Liberia. An Indian magazine that published a picture of a model breastfeeding a baby as its cover photo has sharply divided opinion on social media. The cover of Grihaj Lakshmi, which is published in Kerala State, depicts model Gilu Joseph staring straight into the camera with a baby at her chest. This is thought to be the first time an Indian magazine has published a cover image of a woman breastfeeding. But the fact that the model is not herself a mother has caused some discomfort and generated debate. And worshippers in a Pennsylvania church clutching AR-15 rifles drank Holy One Exchange wedding vows in a commitment ceremony Wednesday morning. The event at the World Peace and Unification Sanctuary in Newfoundland, Wayne County, led a nearby school to cancel classes. The Reverend Sean Moon leads the controversial church. He and his wife are known as the King and Queen. Moon said in a prayer Wednesday that God gave people the right to bear arms. He held a gold AR-15 rifle throughout the ceremony. That's the UNRadio News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Session of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on UNMEL, you can log on to www.unmel.unmissions.org, facebook.com/unmel2003, or twitter/unmelnews. I am Babison Harris. Good morning.